The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Vern Bloyd of KOKX Radio in Keokuk and Paige Godden of the Indianola Record Herald. The first question will come from KOKX's Vern.
Senator Grassley, of course, Congress had been in session, and what some of the things that Congress has been able to do?
Well, let me give you the latest agenda, and if you want me to go back a couple months, I can do that as well. But we're working on the Iran bill, which doesn't deal with the agreement. It only deals with the process that the agreement must come to the Congress before it goes into effect so we can review it. Then after that, it's going to be trade promotion authority. And after that, it's going to be the budget. Now, the budget's significant because the last 6 years we haven't had a budget. 1974 budget law says that we ought to have a budget every year. That's what's required, but Reid decided not to have a budget only once in the last 6 years, so no budget. Republicans won the majority. We said we're going to follow the law. So that's what the budget next week, I think it'll be next week, it'll be up. Then we will at least carried out that promise. Now let me go back maybe two issues. We confirmed Loretta Lynch as Attorney General. Prior to that, the human trafficking bill passed. Last 2 years, 370 bills came over the Senate. None of those have been worked on by the Senate because Reid didn't like them. Now Republican bills come to representative bills come to the Senate. We take them up, and the president signed several bills that have passed both the House and the Senate. So I think the Senate is back functioning as a productive body the Constitution requires. Shall we go to Paige?
Yes. Hi, Senator. Thank you for talking with us today. My question is, the Iowa Senate approved a higher education bill yesterday aimed at freezing tuition rates at Iowa's public universities for a third year in a row. Do you think that's an appropriate solution to combating student debt?
Well, it's one solution because if costs of education go up, kids are going to have to borrow less. There's a lot of other things that need to be done, and one of the most, I'd say even a more important thing, at least as I understand Iowa State University and you and I have done, I'm not sure about the University of Iowa at this point, but they're all counseling students now to a greater extent, not to borrow all the money you have to that they could traditionally borrow. And we've seen a leveling off of student debt at those two universities. If that continues, I'll give you an example, too, of where more could be done at these universities if we pass a federal law that now says that the financial counselors at the universities, and this would probably even be true of Simpson College there where you are, they have to advise you on the maximum dollars you can borrow. Well, like I'll quote Sally Mason, she says that the University of Iowa, $30,000 annual debt, if they borrow just what it took to finish their degree, they would have $13,000 less debt. So I got a bill in that doesn't require the financial advisor to tell you the maximum federal dollar you can borrow, and then I think you'll have less student debt. But what the state Senate has done, I think you're going to find the state House of Representatives doing, and if you can freeze tuition, that's a good thing. It's ridiculous that tuition on a national average, it varies from school to school, goes up two or three times the rate of inflation. How can you justify that? I mean, are you going to pay your professors, two or three times what they need to keep up with cost of living and stuff like that? I don't think you have to. Well, then why charge the students so much? But, every university, that at least every private university can do almost anything they want to do. Let's go back to Vern.
Senator Grassley, the latest in the farms for this year, it looks like to the south of us, a lot of the crops are getting in, but what does grain prices would have to affect prices in the state of Iowa, for example?
Well, you're going to lose a dollar or more on corn right now, and I can't give you a figure for soybeans, but, you know, the Grassleys are farmers, and so I keep up with this as a personal reason as well as a political reason for being a senator. What's going to kick in that normally hasn't kicked in when you have $7 corn is there's various price supports to help farmers. Now, none of those are going to guarantee farmer a profit. In fact, even if it works out the way right now, the difference between, let's say, $3.50 corn and $3.79 corn, which is a price support figure for corn, it's going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money, but farmers are still going to lose 75 cents a bushel. But that's better than not getting anything. And remember, it's not supposed to be considered a handout to farmers. It's been something that's been around for six, seven, eight decades. It's to protect farmers against things beyond their control. And if you got an oversupply and the price drops to below profitable prices, then this is something that's beyond the control of the farmer. So that's what stepped in to help the family farmer. Let's go back to Paige.
Oh, okay. Your office sent out a news release yesterday talking about ending patent abuses. Is this something you're hearing a lot of complaints from small businesses in Iowa?
Yes, and it's the small businesses that you're most concerned about, but there's a lot of other people that maybe have a lot of money invested that could be hurt and put out of business even if they were millionaires, you know, as an example. So what it's trying to do is stop the abuse of what we call demand letters, where you get a letter from somebody that owns a patent, and maybe that patent's not even going to be used by that person, and maybe bought the patent because they can make profits off of lawsuits. Well, a demand letter from that person would say to somebody, don't you know that you're offending our patent, and you're going to be sued, but if you don't want to be sued, we'll settle for $20,000. You know, it's just like blackmail, and that's called patent trolling, and we want to stop those abusive patents. Back to Vern.
Okay, yeah, Senator Grassley. Of course, this year, lots of things. What's some of the other things that the Senate is working on, and for the next year or so?
Well, you're never going to get Congress to be able to tell you what's going to happen the rest of what I've told you so far, except for highways and except for what we call the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act reauthorization. That has to happen between now and Memorial Day. Nobody's even going to tell you what happens in June, let alone way ahead. But let me tell you something I'm working on in regard to chairmanship of the Judiciary Committee. Patent trolling will be one of the next items up, and then after that, Juvenile Justice Reform Act. Now, when they get up on the Senate floor, it wouldn't surprise me you could be into September or October, as an example, because you got 15, 16 committees reporting bills out. They go pretty fast. Paige, if you can ask me a short question, I'll be glad to try to answer in the few seconds I have left.
Okay, sure. I was reading about your meeting with the National Press Club, and in that meeting you said you'd like to see cameras installed in the Supreme Court. Is there anything you can do to make that happen?
Oh, yeah. Senator Durbin and I have in a bipartisan bill to require that. I'll tell you, though, it's very controversial. I think we got enough support to get it passed, but it's something that draws both bipartisan support and bipartisan opposition. It's not something where I'm fortunate enough to have all the Republicans on my side. If I can get a few Democrats, I'm going to get it passed. So it's not going to be easy, but we're going to push for it. Thank you, Vern and Paige, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.